Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two here with you, Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. All right, Joe. They are at the half in Minnesota, 53-51. The T-Wolves lead the Clippers. Clippers led for most of the first half. Late flurry by the T-Wolves gets them ahead at the break. We're kind of back to the pregame here. -3.5 for Minnesota Live. -174 money line, +138 for the Clips. 220.5 is our live total right now. Obviously, the story for Minnesota, Joe, is Karl Anthony Towns, who only played 14 minutes, 0 for 7 from the floor. 2 points, 1 board. And most importantly, 4 fouls, which kept him from doing much of anything. Edwards had 15. D'Lo had 15 to carry the mail for Minnesota. Norman Powell did it for the Clippers. 3 for 3 from downtown. He's got 14. Paul George has 9 points and 4 boards. So that's where we're at the half in Minneapolis.
I was just looking at Towns' rebound total. You want to take a guess what it is, Alt, right now in game?
What's he got right now? I just said he's got one board. 7?
6.5 +114 right to the over. I'm sitting on an 11.5. I hit everything right now, except I need Edwards needs 5 points. D'Angelo Russell needs 2 and an assist. And basically, as long as T-Wolves cover, as long as Towns, if he comes off like, forget it, in the second half, if he goes off like Shaq, then if he gets 12 boards or 11 boards in the second half, then forget it. So why not jump on his over 6.5? He's got 4 fouls right now. He hasn't done absolutely anything. He actually looks like he has 2 left feet if you watch the highlights. I don't know if he's drunk. I don't know what he's doing. But for a big guy, he's hanging out by the 3-point line the whole game.
You're looking to dump more in is pretty much what you're looking for.
I'm saying this. How about an attention getter moment right now? All right, Shaq is shaking his head. Said he never saw anything that pathetic before in the first half, especially with playoff implications on the line. I mean, honestly, I don't know. It looked like he was wearing the wrong shoe on the wrong foot. Like he put his right shoe on his left foot and his left foot shoe on his right foot. He looked totally out of sync. I'm telling you, he was like throwing himself down and they had like Reggie Jackson on him. It wasn't even like they had a big guy on him. They had a guard. He couldn't even dribble around and could create, do something.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. On a Tuesday night, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. So he's got 1 rebound in the over 6.5.
Right now.
He's got 4 fouls.
Right.
I don't know, Joe.
I know, but are we just saying that he basically is a deer in the headlights? Like it was too big of a moment? This is a Kyler Murray moment?
Like, I'd like to think that he comes in and plays with a little bit of passion here. He's done nothing in the game.
Right.
He's been sitting on the bench.
Right. Could he come in like Comegys? You know, swinging elbows? Ah! You know, that's it. Could he come in like that? Like, could somebody light a fire under this guy's ass?
Hey, so you want to take this over 6.5 boards? Can the guy stay out of foul trouble?
Well, here's the thing. We're up by 2. They need him in the second half. Are you kidding me? They need this guy. They're not going to win it. They can win, but they need him. They need him under the boards. They need him. I need him. You need him.
All right, Joe. I'll go in with you.
The city of Minneapolis needs Karl Anthony Towns.
All right. I'm in with you.
You know who's very quiet, not saying a word right now?
Who's that?
That's the Clippers fan that's producing the show for us tonight.
Matias Perbel, who's with us tonight. He is a Clipper fan. I think he's enjoying the game. He had a lead. He's probably not happy that he's going into the half down a bucket. But I don't think that was a bad first half for the Clippers. They're okay where they are right now.
They're in good shape. Are we in?
I'm in. I'm in for the over 6.5. You got me in. Okay?
All right. We're in on the big fella.
Well, now I'll ask you the next question. What'd you parlay it with?
No, I didn't parlay it.
You're playing it straight?
I'll tell you right now.
Here we go.
Hang on. I'll tell you right now.
Well,
I played it straight.
Fine. Carver and Lisi with you. We're getting ready for the second half, Minnesota and the Clippers. Give you a rundown of everything else happening, too, when we come back. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off!
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. As they are underway in the second half in Minneapolis with the T-Wolves. What is that? Like, you got, you're already making the noise. What happened, Joe? What's the matter?
Patrick Beverley chucking threes. I mean,
okay, well, listen. The main thing is for us here at the beginning, Towns is actually on the floor. And if Patrick Beverley's chucking threes, that means there's going to be opportunities for rebounds because he sucks in terms of shooting. Great defender, great leadership, not there for offense. Let's just say that.
Exactly.
But if he's chucking threes, that means there's a chance for Cat to get some boards.
All right.
All right, let's have a monster half here, Joe. Let's have a monster half.
Monster half. Come extend.
Extend. Extend.
Let's go.
Extend.
I'm telling you, if they win this game, I like their chances.
What do we got here? We got what happened here?
A little chippy.
Did Morris get the gate? What went on here?
Oh, bye-bye.
Did Morris get the gate? Did they toss him?
Got him. Kick him out.
Now, wait a second here.
It's a little hand-checking.
Yeah, but... All right, we need... Morris can't believe it. He cannot believe what's going on here. So what do? They just call the foul on him? Beverly's all fired up here. Beverly was waving bye to him like he's out of the game. Can we find out what's happening here? I know, Joe, it's hard. We're doing the show. We can't hear what they're saying.
We're doing the show. I have it on mute.
Well, of course we have it on mute, but they couldn't have possibly thrown him out of the game for that. There's no way.
But if they did, that's one of the worst calls in NBA
that can't
history.
Be. I'm going to find out now, Joe. I'm going to get to the
bottom. Why are they looking at it?
Well, the refs are over. These guys love.
Why do we have to look at it? Shoot the free throws and let's go. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, you can't even get an update
here. What's the review?
I don't know. There shouldn't be anything to review there.
Look at this guy.
Look at who. What's the
ref.
Matter?
Looks like Mike Pereira times three.
Well, they clearly called a. Well, wait a second. Why are they shooting now? All right, so clearly the call has been changed here. Because the Clippers are shooting technical free throws now. And now they're jumping the ball. And now these two are at it again, D'Lo and Morris. What is the deal here, Joe?
See, this is what
they're still going at it. Still going at it. Why did Beverly act like he was throwing Morris out of the game? That was bizarre. Anyway, let's get back to the game. Can we get these rebounds now? Forget it. Nobody got thrown out. All they did was shoot one technical free throw. They're still jumping the ball. I've had enough. Play the game. Get me the boards for Cat. Right, Joe? Enough of the nonsense. Let's go.
I don't know. This is unbelievable.
Joe's all discouraged here.
I'm discouraged because I can't believe the ticky-tack stuff. Review, like, who shoots?
I mean, Cat almost got another one there. The way he was ripping at Zubox.
There's Morris for three. Like with the acting job.
Can we get Towns under there for these boards? Come on, Joe.
Guys are just throwing themselves across the floor. You would think this is hockey. Like, really?
Another board for PG-13 there. Here come the Clippers, Joe. Here they come. Three in the corner. No good. Where's Cat? Hey, there it is. That should count that. Count that as a rebound. Come on.
Did we get one?
I don't think so. I think they called it out of bounds. We should have got one. Got cheated on that one.
He's loafing tonight. I got to be honest with you.
He's loafing? Well, now he's got to be careful, Joe. He's got four fouls, so he can't really breathe on anybody. So, I mean, that's, you know, you're going to call it loafing. That's a steal for him. That doesn't help us. We need rebounds.
Here we go. We got Joe Borgia right now.
Who?
Giving us Joe Borgia, the NBA replay center special advisor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's coming in. He's coming in from New Mexico.
Joe Borgia.
Joe Borgia.
See, now the Clippers are doing the smart thing here. They know that Cat can't touch anybody, so they're giving the ball to Zubac down low. And Zubac's going to eat here in the second half, Joe.
Stop with the Zubac eating. I'm on the T-Wolves. Can I just say something that I just realized?
What's that?
A lot of Italians, you know, rules experts. Dean Blandino, Gene Stestator. I'm just saying.
Stestator.
Joe Borgia. Mike Barrera. I mean, come on.
Oh, man, what a shot. Who hit that shot? Is that Anthony Edwards? What a shot.
He's on fire.
He's been excellent. Edwards, I don't know if that was him or not, but...
him and D'Angelo Russell are carrying.
That was some shot. All right, things are really picking up, Joe. You see the pace is moving now. We're up and down. This is what we want. We want up and down. Lots of pace here in the second half.
That was Beverly, by the way. He just
was that Beverly who hit that?
Yeah.
Who hit that three? Wow!
Yeah, on one leg.
Jeez. TV's a mile away from me. 10-1. The Giants lead the Padres in the bottom of the fourth. You want to take the Padres getting 9.5 runs, Joe, in the fourth inning?
Absolutely not.
How about the in game over 15? 15.
No way. I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
The Astros have broken the ice in Arizona. They now have a 1-0 lead over the Diamondbacks in the fifth. -260 for Houston. D-backs at home. Come on, Cat. Where is Cat with the boards, Joe? I mean, honestly, Beverly shouldn't be getting boards over Cat.
He's a paper tiger tonight. He's absolutely doing nothing.
There he goes. Nothing. He just got one. There's a board. That was a board. Eddie's going to the line. Come on, Joe. There's a board.
Let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
That's going to get us going.
I really like the T-Wolves here. I think they extend in the second half.
get us the boards, all right? Just get us the rebounds.
Just get us the boards. Just that all we care about is the boards, big fella. Just give us the boards. Eat, eat. Feed them. You know, can I just say something?
Sure.
It's always a football show, so I know, hang on, how about this? There's a lot of smoke screens we got to break down.
I know. I read a story over the weekend, and I didn't get to bring up with you last night, that there's like some executives feel that there is now a high possibility that Desmond Ridder goes in the top 15 of the draft. A high possibility.
Here we go. Carver.
A high probability.
I'm not even going to start. Des Ridder, the same Des Ridder that threw for a buck 72 and not even against Alabama's defense, okay? Couldn't move the football, okay? Yeah. Played against AAC competition,
yeah.
All right? Granted, he tore up Houston and East Carolina. Who cares? He ran a 4.440. He's not the most polished quarterback. It's Matt Corral.
Corral's doing his tour this week too, of all the different places.
I'm taking Corral 16-1, top 10. That's my guy. I am
top 10.
Listen, if Des Ridder, if you're hearing rumblings that Des Ridder's a top 10,
I mean, 10, look, 15, I'm not hearing rumblings. Some, you know, NFL insiders hearing rumblings. I'm not hearing rumblings. Carver and Lisi with you. 3-point lead for the Timberwolves. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. 844-843-6879. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver says we got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Just under 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. All even up at 60 apiece between the Clips and the T-Wolves in Minnesota. The 7-8 play-in game in the Western Conference. The winner will face the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round. Game one on Saturday afternoon in Memphis. We're looking for some Karl Anthony Towns rebounds. Come on, Cat, get in there. Look at him grab that board, Joe. Did you see that board grabbed?
Four.
Did you see him
four.
Extend?
We got four.
Extend. Dang. Extend.
That's it.
Look at him go, Joe. Look at him go.
Let's eat.
Now we're back in the game. He's back in the game, Joe.
Let's go. I want more. I want to get this right now. I want to get this. Go all out. Comagies.
Got to have it. And the Clippers, look at Reggie Jackson with the big response. It's your guy right there. You didn't go with him tonight.
It's not my guy. I'm off him tonight.
You didn't go with him tonight. I know, but that's the thing. You've been on him so much. Tonight you go away from him, he's going to dagger you here. Reggie Jackson coming after Lisi tonight. Look out.
You know, I got a parlay that has one leg in already.
Oh, the throwdown.
Over 16 total runs in A's and Tampa Bay. I took it in game. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I took
the game's
the
over.
60.
Did you?
I know. I got. I yeah. just. You know. I think. I don't think you listened to me a lot. But
no,
it's all
I
right.
Don't.
I said I got one leg in already. Over 16 runs, Rays and A's, and then the next two legs are Devils money line. They're up 2-1, and T-Wolves money line. So you pumping up Reggie Jackson ain't doing me any good, right?
I don't care who wins this game. I just want my stats. I want my stats to come in. That's it. It's all that matters to me.
It's all about you,
tonight.
Isn't it?
It's cutthroat tonight, Joe. Tonight's cutthroat.
It's all about you. All right.
It's playoff time.
Give us another. Ooh.
The Dodgers scored a whole bunch of runs against the Twins in the eighth inning, but now they're in a rain delay in Minnesota. 7-1, the Dodgers lead the Twins. Astros have a 1-0 lead on the Diamondbacks in the sixth inning. in Arizona. Still 10-1 Giants and Padres in San Francisco. You mentioned the hockey. 4-3 now, the Flames lead the Kraken late in the third period. Still scoreless going into the third in Dallas between the Lightning and the Stars. Devils have that 2-1 lead. The Canucks with the 3-2 lead on the Knights. Let's go, Joe. Get the Canucks home here.
All right. I need the Lightning. No score in the third.
What do you need?
Lightning.
Lightning. What do you need? Just a win, or are you laying something?
No, nothing.
No. You just need him to win. All right.
Just win. Just win, baby, like Al
Davis. Just win, baby. Just win, baby. I will let you know also they have put up the series price. Paul George getting hot now, Joe. Just hit another three. The Clips take a 2-point lead. He's hit a couple in a row here.
He's going to try and will this team back.
18 points for George now, 5 boards. He is going to try to. He's got them willed back right now. Ooh, why didn't he shoot that? He's giving it inside to Cat. Look at Cat go. Bodies him down low. He bodied Zubac there, Joe. Did you see him body him?
Yeah, he didn't get
bodied him down low.
We don't want points. We want him to get bounds.
Well, points help too, Joe. You can get him some points also. All right? He can have a big second half. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're sitting on his point total, aren't you?
Well, I might be. I want the rebounds, though. I'm with you. Reggie Jackson just going to stick it to Joe here. They did put a lineup for the series price for the Nets and the Celtics.
What is it?
Celtics are minus 132 favorites, plus 112 for the Nets.
I'm taking, it's not enough.
Wow, I thought you were going to, not enough. It's not enough, huh?
I would want at least 140, 150 with the Nets.
You're not getting that, Joe.
Wow,
unless they
I'm
lose
just
game
you.
One. Did they just call another foul on Towns?
I don't know. I have it on mute.
It certainly looked that way.
Come on.
There he goes to the bench. Unbelievable. 5 fouls. Unbelievable, Joe.
Come on.
That's brutal. That is just brutal. Well, it's fun while it lasted, Joe.
I can't take the mannerisms right now.
What do we need? 3 boards?
He looks like look at this. He gives.
Tell me what
elbow.
We need. We need 3 boards.
2 elbows. I will. Yeah, 3 boards. But I mean,
so he's not going to come back to like midway through the fourth quarter now. So we're just going to have to hope that he can get the 3 boards in the last 5 minutes of the game. That's it. It's over.
Stop being like that. Be positive.
Be positive.
All right.
I'll be positive. Sure. Guy's got 5 fouls. Anchored to the bench. Can who win this game?
Minnesota without him.
I mean, why not? I mean, the whole run they went on at the end of the first half to get it to where to get to have the lead at the half was with him on the bench. So why couldn't they win the game?
All right. You live and die dangerously. This is it. We're living on the edge.
71-69, the Clippers lead now. Just about 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Clips now minus 1.5. Total 219.5 live. It's Alex Cobb still pitching for the Giants tonight. I mean, he's obviously normally an absolute hack, but pitching pretty good. Now, although first and second here, nobody out for the Padres. As there's still some things that are very significant to some in this game. Even though it's 10-1, there's always things on the line, Joe. You know that. Even in a 10-1 game.
I know.
There's always things on the line. You're down now. You're very down.
I'm calculating. I'm thinking about how
you trying to
play this.
How do you want to play? How are you going to play what?
I'm looking at the market right, the Minnesota game, because I still like Minnesota.
Okay. You want to take them getting 2.5 here? You want to take them getting 2.5?
No, I want to take them plus value. Plus.
Plus 140 now.
Yeah, but because that must mean something just bad happened. You know that. FanDuel giving you extra value must mean that Beverly probably had a technical or something. You know, I'm watching right now. Minnesota has the ball. All of a sudden, probably Beverly, like, you know, just almost crippled two people. He's probably got 8 free throws in a row. FanDuel giving me 2.5.
74-70. Right. Yeah, come on, Joe. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Go in for more. You want me to go in with Minnesota for you? You want me to get involved? I don't have anybody to win the game.
All right, let's go in with Minnesota. Let's see. What are they getting now? 3.5 plus 142. Let's go in plus.
You want to put it with something with the golf this weekend?
You and this golf. You and the golf.
You want to put it with something with the golf this weekend?
No, let's
top
put
10
it with,
for Morikawa. Top 10 for Morikawa with the Timberwolves to win. What do you want to do?
No.
I'm gonna.
You're gonna do it. I know you are. Should we do it over 5.5 goals, Devils and Coyotes?
No. I'm not doing that.
Oh boy, somebody's limping. Who is that? All right, McDaniels. He's out.
All right, Joe. I'm in for Minnesota. Right.
Points or money line?
Money line.
Okay. Hey, that.
All right. I'm in for Minnesota. Let's get it, baby.
Let's go. 2-2 Devils. I just said we should have taken the over 5.5. No good.
That's the way it goes, Joe. Hockey tomorrow night, there's only a couple games. Like we mentioned, tonight was the big night. There was a ton on the schedule. Oh, 4-2 Vancouver, Joe. 4-2 Vancouver. How about that? How about that?
Very good. Very good.
You don't care. You're not on the game. So you're not
enthused
about it.
No, I'm not impressed. It's everybody eats tonight. Everybody eats for themselves.
Well, that's, not, you know, not, unfortunately, that's the way, unfortunately,
no,
that's the way it's going to go.
Tonight.
Well, let me just ask you this, and this maybe is a discussion for afterwards. Obviously, me and you are both going to be in Vegas in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to, like, is this going to happen when we're together? Is this going to be like an everybody eats thing, or are we going to actually get in on a couple things together? Or is that, how's it going to work?
We can. It depends on where we go. Are we going to Rails? Or are we going, where are we eating? Depends. I'm on a keto.
There's got to be a big meal one night.
All right. So one night we go for a big meal. But now I know you're like an In-N-Out guy.
There's no question. There's at least at some point during a couple days there, that's 1,000% being happening. That's happening.
Okay. See, now I'll go to In-N-Out. I'll get 4 burgers with no bugs.
I got
to
see that. That I want to see. So you got to come with me for that trip. All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rocking after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody aboard tonight. Getting close to the end of the third quarter here. 82-75. Clips lead the Timberwolves. Let's just be honest here, Joe. There's two things going on. Number one, Paul George has taken over for the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And you combine that with the Minnesota Timberwolves star not playing, which Carl Anthony Towns isn't playing because he has five fouls. So that has changed the game. And honestly, Joe, the game has swung back to the Clippers as soon as he got that fifth foul and went out of the game. That's when this all changed.
Yeah, we got it. It was like 77-74. We were down by three, and then all of a sudden they just pulled away. Him and Morris are carrying this team right now. We got to get a body on these guys. I mean, can we get somebody off the bench just to accumulate fouls? I mean, can we do that?
Unfortunately.
I mean, just bang these guys? I mean, do we have like a Lewis Orr type on this team?
Yeah, unfortunately, Joe, you know, the big bodies, the big bodies on the bench.
That's the only big body we have on the team? We don't have a guy that shoots like 43% from free throws and maybe like 16% from the field, but has arms like the kid from Penn State that could just out, like meet. We don't have anybody like meat that could be bound, like bang somebody under the boards.
Nobody like meat.
Nobody like me.
Nobody.
Nobody. We don't have an Oakley type. We don't have a Charizard. No, nothing like that on this team.
Don't have them. They don't have those guys. That's not how they're built.
Well, guess what? We're in trouble.
The only grit that they have is Beverly. Like, you know, playoff experience, toughness, grit is him. Cat's their big body, and he's not playing.
So we got one big body, no backup, and Patrick Beverly, who soaking wet is about $165.
He's their toughness.
That's our strong guy.
I didn't say strong guy. I just said toughness, he's, not backing
well,
down.
Well, he's our muscle.
Anybody.
He's our muscle. We go.
I wouldn't call
street,
him
Pat
muscle.
Beverly,
that's not really what I'm trying to say in terms of muscle.
Carver.
Let me just ask you, what about tomorrow, Joe? Are you in? I'm in on the Hornets money line tomorrow, +176. They're gonna beat the Hawks.
And I like the Spurs. I like both dogs.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that. That I can't go with you.
I like the over in the Spurs game though.
226.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't like it.
Nah, I thought about it for a minute. Nah, I don't like it.
Nah, I don't like it.
Can I give you a Major League Baseball play tomorrow?
Really? And there's a lot of afternoon games tomorrow, Joe.
Yes.
Just so you know, I'll quickly give you the rundown here as we – because they're pretty much at the end of the third quarter now. 82-75. Clips do have the ball here. Time ticking down. I guess there's a foul. Jeez. Awful. The Nationals are in Atlanta. You got Gray against Max Fried. That's a 220 start there. Braves heavy favorite. The Cubs have Hendricks against the Pirates tomorrow afternoon in Pittsburgh. Guardians and the Reds in Cincinnati. The Mets have Max Scherzer against Aaron Nola, 1 o'clock game in Philadelphia tomorrow. The Red Sox have nasty Nate Eovaldi against Eduardo Rodriguez, facing his old team in Detroit. Zach Greinke and Adam Wainwright in St. Louis between the Royals and the Cards. Sean Manaea and Logan Webb, Padres, Giants. What do you got in the afternoon for me, Joe? You got something in the afternoon?
I like the over, Boston, Red Sox, Detroit. And I like Detroit plus the 102.
Detroit plus the 102.
Mm-hmm.
Boston beat him today. Detroit, of course, beat him yesterday. So the rubber match, as they like to say. 8.5 is the total right now. Joe Lisi, the Wednesday afternoon baseball play of the day. Likes the over in that Boston-Detroit game. I saw the great Garrett Coles on the mound for the Yankees tomorrow night against Jose Berrios. A three in the corner at the buzzer of the third quarter for Beasley. So 84-78. This ain't over, Joe.
No.
This ain't over.
We got legs.
This ain't over. You want to go in for more? Go in for more? Come on, Joe.
It's half pints. Is that what it is? We got half pints, fourth quarter. Is that what it is?
It's almost plus 255.
Plus 255. It's almost like happy hour. That's what you got me doing.
You want to go in for more? What do you want to do?
I want to see the shot. Hang on. Wide open. Nobody covered him.
Plus 250. How about them getting 6.5?
6.5. Let me. You got me looking at baseball. I like.
I know. I got you all over the place.
I like the baseball play, by the way. I like over. I like over.
And yeah, I'm not
love
in on
the
that.
Spurs tomorrow. I'm Spurs are my crypto play in NBA. In the.
Wow. You. Good luck with that.
Come on. I think they're going to win the. How about they win outright? Plus no. 184. Okay, you and McCollum. Okay. Just like Donovan
Mitchell.
Hopefully the West Coast contingency can meet up with us in Vegas, by the way.
The West Coast contingency.
Yeah.
Who'd that be?
I don't know. One or two people. One or two guys.
Wow, you're not dropping names. Not dropping
not
names.
Dropped. You want to go
West
in?
West Coast contingency.
You want to go in? You want to go in right now, plus 5.5?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting involved.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Yeah, there you go, 5.5. Put it in, Joe.
Carver, I'm doing it.
I had to parlay with something with the golf, so.
So you always got to parlay. Always got to do something.
No, with the golf. Sets me up for the golf this weekend. That's all. Another ticket for the golf. That's all. Kevin, with the top 20.
What do you bet this guy every week, by the way? Every week you bet.
Nas running hot right now. He's running hot right now. So we're going to, and this course suits his game. We're going to play Nas this weekend for top 20. Good price. 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And now we parlay it with Minnesota grabbing a 5.5 here. We're already in on the money line. So we're invested in the T-Wolves. And we need this this stiff to get off the bench and get another four boards, right? Three boards, sorry. Whoa. Relax,
Joe. You're talking
Joe.
Our plays down, talking them down.
Relax.
I'm kidding. I need the T-Wolves out right here. They really got to come in with some mojo. It's on the line. Either you lose, you go home.
Well, they actually don't. They lose, they play Friday against whoever wins tomorrow.
That's not good enough. They need to understand that. Okay? They got to cover this number. Okay? All right? No second worry about Friday. I don't need them mailing it in right now.
Now, when we're watching them on Friday against the Pelicans,
Carver,
then you could say it's win or go home.
Carver, I don't want them. No. They're down 4. Believe it. I'm sitting on a -3 and a -114.
Did they put Cat back in the game yet? No. He's still on the bench. When are you bringing him back in with 5 fouls, Joe?
Honestly, if it's a 5-point game or less, I put him in with about 8 minutes left.
I don't know. 8 minutes? You're gonna try to get? You're gonna try to squeeze 8 minutes out?
You want to save them?
You want them in crunch time? I think.
And then the game is over.
I think if they could keep it with 5 or less, they're gonna hold out to like the 5-minute mark.
Why? Why?
Because he's got 5 fouls. He's playing a physical game.
He's not playing any physical game. He's not doing anything.
Every time he breathes on somebody, he gets called for a foul. Oh, look at this. Come on. Let's go, Joe. They're running. Oh, what a block. What a block. And they take it the other end.
Look at
that
this.
Was a big swing right there. 86-80 now.
86-83. We just hit a 3. Just hit a 3.
Oh. Who do we got? Ring the bell, Joe. Who do we got?
I don't know. I'm watching it on FanDuel.
Oh, jeez. Again, you with the FanDuel.
I have to.
Come on, Joe.
Carver.
Watch the game live. Don't look at the FanDuel. Like a minute and a half ahead of everybody else who's watching the game. You know, everything that's happening now before it happens.
Doesn't matter.
We still haven't seen this 3 live. Come on. There it is. Boom. 86-83. Put him in there.
Come on.
This ain't over, Joe. This ain't over.
I'd like to see us get a body on George. Remember, he's only back, what,
George.
5 games? Not even? Let's wear this guy
he's
down.
He's having a night. He's having a night. A lot of rebounds out there that somebody's not there to collect. As the Giants, by the way, continue to round the bases in San Francisco, Joe. As it's now 11-2.
Hey, jeez. Bobby!
Bobby!
Is it Benicio del Toro?
Benicio del Toro, yeah. Bobby!
Hey, Bobby! Come on now, Bobby.
Wouldn't give you the number? Yeah, let me go kill the guy. Yeah, that's the way to solve things. Good job. What do we got? Zubac coming to the line here. He's going to make a deuce. 88-83. The Clippers lead the Timberwolves. So a five-point lead. Just under 10 minutes left to go in the fourth.
We can't bring in Towns now? 5 points. Like,
no,
like really?
No, if it's five or less, they're going to continue to. Finch is going to continue to squeeze the lemon and hope that he can get by.
We're down seven. You put him. Why don't we wait until we're down 12 and then put in Towns?
Yeah, maybe he'll do it then. Maybe he'll wait until he's down 12.
Come on. Do you see what I'm saying, Carver? Come on. Because Finch has got. There's that guy.
Your boy, Finch.
That was a hard foul. Where was McDaniels all night doing that? That's a good foul. That's it.
Look, I mean, these guys are just dunking on him. I mean, they're just dunking on him, Joe. 90-83, 9:27 left to go in this game. A 7-point lead for the Clippers. Finch has a lot to think about on the sidelines right now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We come back and wrap it up after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written.
So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. I just saw that board, Joe. So what's he got, five?
Five boards.
All right. Conference. He's back in the game. So Finch puts Cat back in with it at the nine-minute mark during that timeout. It's 93-85 right now. The Clippers lead the Timberwolves. Minus 6.5 live. 218.5 is the total. So very dicey. Cat playing with five fouls. We'll see if he can basically stay away from all kinds of contact. It's going to be very difficult to do. You know Zubac is going to try to get physical with him on the other end. But you know what, Joe? They really don't have a choice. They got no presence inside. They need him in the game. And the game was getting into that almost 10-point range. So because the game went bad when he went out. So it's probably a good move for them.
It is. We're down eight with 8:01 left. Now we need two bounds, and we need him to will this team to the victory. We're down seven. Let's go.
Yeah, we definitely need that. We need him to will to the victory. He's going to go to the line here, and I'm going to guess he's going to hit a couple. That's for sure. As once again, Joe looking at the FanDuel before anything else that goes on. All right, Joe. So tomorrow night we will have Spurs-Pelicans while we are on. We will have, I believe, is there late night baseball tomorrow night too, Joe?
Yeah. There's one game, I think.
No, I think. Well, yeah, there might be. You're right. Other than that, I think everything 8 o'clock, 7 or 8 o'clock is the last stuff. There's a lot of afternoon tomorrow, Joe, but some hockey too. Joe, tremendous job. Matias Burbell, great job by him tonight as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.